Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today are the Montreal-based band Ought, who recently released their debut album More Than Any Other Day. The band, which includes singer-guitarist Tim Beeler, bassist Ben Stidworthy, keyboardist Matt May, and drummer-violinist Tim Keane, met at McGill University and were greatly influenced by the Printemps d'Érable Québec student general strike that encompassed Montreal in 2012, the year they formed. We'll talk after this performance of The Weather Song.
Lemon.
Live on the World Cafe today. That is Ott, Tim Beeler on guitars, vocals, and lyrics, I understand. Ben Stidworthy on the bass, Matt May on keyboards, and the other Tim Keane behind the drum kit. And am I right? You are the lyricist after everything kind of gets composed.
Yeah, I sorry, I'm a little out of breath.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I write the words.
Right. But my understanding, the reason why I introduced everybody at the top is that pretty much this music comes from democratic ideas in the studio, and you can read that anyway. It comes from jams. Am I right about that?
Yep.
How does it work? How does a song come up? Because when you listen to this record, there's a lot of really original sounds on here. And I just am curious as to if there's any what we want to sound like, or it's just what appeared.
There's very little what we want to sound like. Honestly, I'm not like speaking personally. I'm not sure that I have the like technical facility to be like, this is exactly what I want to imitate, right. And then yeah. I'm going to do that. It's a really laborious process to get a song out. We go in the practice space and we spend like a few hours kind of just playing whatever comes out. And a lot of the time it's really goofy or silly, but like eventually we'll kind of hit on an idea that excites us or that like feels good. And you can feel the energy changes. We start to like focus in on something. And then there's a fairly lengthy process of taking that idea out and refining it and like figuring out what it is about it that we like and what makes it a song.
You guys came out of a very specific place and time and community in Montreal, and you all put yourself in Montreal to go to McGill initially, but then history and time kind of took over, and I guess the music started becoming more important than school and what was going on in Montreal, I think, with the protests about tuition hikes and other things that seemed to draw people together. The band was together before the Quebecois strike started?
Yeah.
No, I think we were living together. Okay. But Tim came like halfway through, and I think like it's sort of more of a kind of nebulous story because, you know, we've all been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And like Tim and I met our very first days at McGill. Tim came on exchange. And so, and then Matt and I have had other various projects. And so Ott kind of, we were all living together and we were able to play music in our house, like had a little room set aside. And I guess as far as the student strike stuff, yeah, like we kind of had an interesting position in it in that we were all like engaged and interested, and definitely like a lot of our attention was focused on the strike. I mean, I can't really express it any other way than like as an American, or Ben, Matt and I were American citizens and Tim's Australian. So I think I could speak for everybody. Like we had never really encountered anything like that. Like it has a rich history in Quebec of sort of student movements like this. And definitely in France as well. And just having never seen like shy of 100,000 people walking, and it's not that you could see all of them at the same time, but so anyways, that definitely was focusing a lot of our attention. And when we bring that into our sort of narrative, it's like, I mean, I'm sure I don't want to talk too much about to like take it too much down the road, but yeah, I mean, definitely it was a very big part of our lives at that time. Like how it couldn't not be, you know?
And the movement itself, it started in French speaking Canada, did it not, mostly?
It was the specific movement started in Quebec, yes, because it was a response to the Quebecois government raising tuition rates, yes.
But other things I've read about this time for you all is kind of what it did for the entire community there. This however many thousands of people marching in the street, this community, this togetherness spread in a lot of ways. And did it affect the arts scene and the music scene in Montreal as well?
I've been trying to, I mean, yes, but in complicated ways. I don't think it's easy to position ourselves or any other band as like a direct response to the strike, or like this is like the strike happened and then like we became like this. But the way that I think about it quite often is that it was a time in which I personally was doing a lot of like figuring myself out and like thinking about the ways in which I lived my life. And I'd just moved to Montreal with no job and no idea of what I was going to do, and I didn't really speak French and I didn't really do anything. And I was going through this process of being like, okay, what are the fundamental things that I do or think about or believe in? And at the same time, the city seemed to be going to be asking itself that those same questions. The strike was not was broader than a specific response to raising tuition. It was about many, many people thinking together through the fundamental things that they do or care about on a daily basis. So it was more that like there was this really interesting, in this way, the city was kind of reflecting what I was thinking about. I felt like the city was reflecting what I was thinking about, and that couldn't not show up in the music that we were making. And I definitely felt it in the music that other people were making too.
I love this idea that the protest was, they knew things were wrong, but not anybody necessarily had the answer, which is something that, boy, I can remember feeling a lot in my life. And getting a bunch of people who feel like that together is kind of powerful. I can definitely see that. Ott, our guest today, and as you've been able to tell, they are from Montreal, Canada, although none of them are Canadians. And somehow they got work permits to come and join us at the World Cafe, so we appreciate that. What do you guys want to do next?
I think we're going to do Around Again.
Can't stand to the sound, but you could stick your head into a bucket of water and breathe in deep.
Are playing live today in the cafe, and that song is called Around Again. Tim, as the lyricist, how do you write?
As far as that specific lyric?
Where do all those questions, and sort of, it's kind of an existential kind of song, but in kind of an unanswerable way.
Yeah, it's definitely the existential song, or for another way to put that, It's the I don't know, the purgatory song or the in-between song, I guess. And, you know, the intermission being a kind of obvious jab at that. But I know something we've said a lot in interviews is, you know, we don't pretend to know anything about, like, a direction. And something that we got from the strike as a very positive kind of political affirmation was understanding that we were confused and afraid of and angry about the same things that we saw as you know, unjust or not right or whatever, and kind of everybody not knowing exactly where to go or how to fix those things, but that agreeing that those things were not good, or that people had the same fears or the same issues, whatever, was a very good place to start. So this is kind of like, yeah, it's exactly that. It's the end of this song is definitely like, an existential moment of who do we direct? Like, where do you put that questioning kind of?
Right. Right. And even the Lord makes an appearance and he doesn't have much to say.
He doesn't have much to say.
There is not much direct politics. In fact, I don't really read any in the lyrics.
Yeah. I mean, I think definitely something that we all feel, and it's something, you know, we've had really great conversations with people at Constellation, our label, about, is this kind of more like human idea of politic and sort of, you know, broadening the lens a little bit beyond really specific. Not that there's anything wrong with really specific, you know, affirmations or questions or anything like that, but that, you know, in this record, it's more of a broader fuzzy lens when thinking about these sort of things.
All right, Ott are playing live today. What do you guys want to finish up with?
We're going to play Habit to finish.
Feel it, but it doesn't heal it, it doesn't make you smile. Well, is this something you are trying to express?
That's Ott with Habit, finishing up our session today on the cafe. Thank you guys a lot for coming in. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.